Howdy, folks. Well, scientists, they've just discovered that the bigger a man's head gets, the easier it is to fill his shoes. My name's Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and we're joined together here today for, what do you think? Just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Well, today is the 8th of October, and a couple of things have happened on this date during the past 90 years I'd like to sort of call your mind to. October 8th, 1871. That's quite a day for the Irish, for Irish cows, I mean, because, well, that is a day a cow owned by the O'Learys in Chicago kicked over a lantern that set the city on fire. There's no telling how big Chicago might have been if that ornery animal had just tended to her milking and kept her tail still and her feet on the ground. Oh, another thing, it was on October 8, 1918, that an American in France accomplished what the French Marshal Foch called the greatest feat by any private soldier of all the armies of Europe. That is when Sergeant Alvin York, single-handed, he captured a hill and shot 20 enemy soldiers and took captive 132 more there. So the next time you might accidentally refer to a Tennessee mountain boy as a hillbilly, you think of the greatest soldier hero of World War I, and then go wash out your mouth with sheep dip or something. Of course, nothing special has happened so far on this October 8th. So the Hollering Quartet, they're going to try to stir something up, singing The Fox.
Now Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light, for he'd many a mile to go that night, for he reached the town,
oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, he'd many a mile to go that night, before he reached the town, oh.
He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town.
Oh, town, oh, the town, oh. Couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh.
Then old Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed. She ran to the window and stuck out her head, crying, John, John, the goose is gone and the fox is on the town.
Oh, town, oh, the town, oh. John, John, the goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, John, 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 John.
Grab the gun, the goose is gone. So John, he ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. Fox, he said,
I better flee with my kill or they'll soon be on my trail.
Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Fox, he said, I better flee with my kill for they'll soon be on my trail.
So he ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town.
Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh.
Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones.
Oh, bones, oh, the bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, bones, bones. The little ones chewed on the bones, 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 oh.
And that was the Hollering Quartet singing The Fox. Fine singing and some very dramatic acting in that. I was speaking about the soldiers a while ago. Of course, to my mind, some of our biggest army heroes are right down there in the Pentagon test kitchens. The army says it has a new way of freezing beefsteak so they can be issued to men anywhere, even right up on the front line. Fresh frozen T-bones, they call them. Well, that's kind of different from what the World War II boys call their canned food. you got, but I'll bet the infantry is still just the same. You know, as soon as a GI gets that beefsteak, he's going to set up a terrible yell, where's the ketchup in the French fries? And then he'll say, where's the double mint? Of course, there's no need to pass up a little spell of healthful chewing after the meal. It's good for digestion. You know, sometimes you might think you're on a front line yourself when they start zooming the meat and the salad and the mashed potatoes around the table. You know, everybody's in a hurry to catch the early movie. Well, chewing healthful double mint after you eat helps make it up to your digestion. And the peaceful, relaxing chewing, it's a great comfort, believe me. Well, your comfort is over now, because the Buttram Symphony, they're going to take us for a ride on a donkey. That's what I mean. Here's the donkey serenade is played by our own 20 mule team.
Here we go.
He was going pretty fast for a donkey there. Must have been downhill and shady, as we say. I just thinking, if you got enough double men around, it's always divisible by two or three, or how many interesting parties you want to keep satisfied around you there. That's why you'll want to keep plenty of double men handy and just avoid arguments. Well, I see here by the hands on the old cuckoo clock that it's Buttram bonus time. Well, I'll bet you've been to parties, you know, where each of the other guests, they're called upon to do something like, sing a song or play the piano or something. And it finally comes your turn, and you're the kind who can't play or sing or anything, and it's pretty embarrassing. So for today's bonus, I've got some tips on how to be the life of the party. At least when you sit down, nobody's going to pull your chair out from under you on this. Now, the thing to do, one thing, is work up a funny speech and learn it. You know, when you're called on to do something, get up. Now, just getting up's going to surprise everybody, because up to this time, you've probably been known as the town's biggest wallflower there. And then you can say something like this. Say, friends, you can take this down if you want. I'll go slow. Friends, I realize that in calling upon me, you're just being polite, figuring I'm strictly no talent, And over the years, I've sat back and permitted you to nurse this low opinion of me because you've been absolutely right. And yet, you say it was not always thus. To look at me now, you would never guess that I was the valedictorian of my class at Yale, would you? Well, I wasn't. I didn't even go to Yale. And then you can tell them, say, as a matter of fact, you never would have graduated from kindergarten if the teacher hadn't have been married to your uncle or something like that. A little speech, you know, in which you belittle yourself. That always goes over real good. Maybe it's because everybody agrees with you. another party stunt that always goes over fine is balancing a glass of water on the tip of an umbrella. Now, be sure and use an umbrella instead of a cane or a broomstick. And be sure to have the umbrella open, too, because if there's any slip-ups, you won't get drenched, no matter what happens to anybody else around. And, another thing, a friend of mine, he makes a big hit at dinner parties by, you know, the one where he pulls the tablecloth out from under the food and the plates on the dining room table and never upsets or spills anything. And I've tried that a couple of times. I don't seem to get the hang of it. I've got the cleaning bills to prove it, too. Of course, the safest thing to do is, when you're called on to perform, is just get up and pass around some double mint gum to everybody. That's always makes a hit, and I think it's a good tip to end up our suggestions to party poopers, our buttram bonus for today. And now let's hear Paula Richards and the quartet sing You Tell Me Your Dream.
You tell me your dream.
You better check up and see how your supply of double mint's holding out. There's always room in your purse or pocket. Now, you don't want to be running out of double mint. Remember that. This is Pat Buttram, and I've always said that the man who invented the phrase easy payments, he was downright careless with his adjective. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.